Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Yeah, Biden warns about a tech oligarchy, whatever you want to say it, Garkey. This is the same guy who used big tech to censor the American people, lie about the Hunter Biden laptop, and do the bidding of Big Pharma. Give me a freaking break. Worst farewell address in history. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. That was a bad speech last night. I'm telling you, it was a downer, man. But it's so fitting for this administration, which is the worst one-term presidency ever. Remember, Woodrow Wilson is the worst president ever. He was two terms, though. Biden gets the distinction of being the worst one-term president ever. Goodbye and good riddance. And for him trying to evoke Dwight Eisenhower, which he literally did, shamefully brought up Eisenhower and his warning about the military-industrial complex, and then transition that into big tech. I got to tell you, man, big tech has been Joe Biden's BFF these past 4 years. That's what led Elon Musk to buy Twitter, which is now called X. Mark Zuckerberg, this is a guy who wants censorship. You know, you heard in the news report there. First of all, let me mention, Bob Uecker stole the show in Major League. No question about it. He was fantastic in that movie. He was great. If you Major League's a classic. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it, but if you haven't, go see it. You know, God rest Bob Uecker. The other thing is David Lynch died too. The creator of a lot of different content, who at one point said Philly was his inspiration for his work. I'll get into that as well. Pretty sure he was one of the guys behind the show Goliath, which Susie Cool recommended to me, which I am thoroughly enjoying. But so Biden used, think about it now, Facebook, Twitter, all these other sites that are out there to censor the American people, force them, bully them into suppressing free speech. And these companies did not take a great big stand against Biden in favor of the First Amendment. They complied and did his bidding. They whined about it, but they ultimately did it. And if you talked about the COVID vaccine and they didn't like what you were saying, it was taken down, misinformation, disinformation. Hunter Biden laptop story, well, they couldn't share it. You couldn't talk about it because it violated their policy on hacking. That's what Jack said, the founder of Twitter, the original founder, said it violated the policy on hacking. He would later come to say that that was a mistake. All these guys have great, you know, Monday morning quarterback, rear in hindsight vision, but they're full of it. No, none of these people, none of these big tech titans decided to say to the White House at the time, go to hell, we're doing what we want, and we're going to sue you for trying to bully us, and we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. None of them did. What did they do? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they all kowtowed to exactly what the White House wanted, and they censored speech. They put out the kind of content that they wanted you to see. They used algorithms to move content that they didn't want you to see away. And they blocked people, put people in their little Twitter jails and Facebook jails, and it was ridiculous. And they used algorithms that would put people to fight against each other. So Biden warns about this. That's like O.J. Simpson warning about how knives can be too sharp in the kitchen. Be careful of using a kitchen knife. Kids should not use knives. It'd be like, are you serious? Are you really doing this with a straight face? Come on. And the only reason why all these guys are kissing Trump's rear end right now, little Mark Zuckerberg and the others, is because they see the way the wind is blowing, and they also are trying to get him to go with a TikTok ban. Now, I applaud President Trump for being against the TikTok ban, and you should be against it too. I'm telling you right now, this is a complete and utter ruse. Using the C word, China, they are going to gain more control over social media companies. At some point, I'll play, and Matt will cue up Jake Auchincloss, the congressman from Massachusetts, who said the quiet part out loud about why they want to have TikTok be a domestic company. The ultimate goal is to control social media, to control what you can say and what you can't say, to show you information that they want you to have, and to block information that they don't want you to have. And we are so close to that happening. If Kamala Harris had won, that's exactly what would have happened. But remember, Trump's got 4 years. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope J.D. Vance, I assume, will be the nominee in 2028. I hope he wins. But look, you can never predict the future. So to say, yeah, let's give the government more power over social media because we got our guy in the White House is a foolish, foolish thing to say, knowing that it's possible in 2028, you could have a leftist in there who wants to crack down on free speech, crack down on the kind of information that's put out there. Think about what the left would like to censor you from talking about. They'd like to keep it so that you can't disagree with them on climate change. You got to come out there and you got to say climate change is real and it's man-made and it's our fault and it's big oil's fault and coal. And if you say it, if you don't say that, then they'll find ways to shut you up. They want to be able to go out there and say the COVID vaccine is good and it's safe and you should take it and there's no side effects and blah, blah, blah. And if you disagree with that, if you try to put out other scientific data, they'll block that and censor that. This is what they want. And most of the people in the big tech world are a bunch of lefties. You got to understand that. They're a bunch of lefties. And they're going to pretend like they're on Trump's side. Okay? But they want something out of him. What they want is they want the government to step in and give the government the power to regulate social media. Mark Zuckerberg has said so. He has said it. We would love a policy on hate speech. We would love a law saying what we can and can't have posted on our sites. These lefties love censorship because if you ever look at any communist society, any society where you have this idea of everybody gets the same equity nonsense, and of course it's never true, whether it's China or it's Cuba, Justin Trudeau's allegedly home country, there's no freedom of speech because you can't disagree with the government. If you disagree with the government, and if you point out how it's a failing system, they need to kill you or shut you up because they don't want other people waking up to that fact and realizing that fact. Lefties love censorship because then they can put out their agenda and you can't disagree with it. You're not allowed to disagree with it. That's the truth. That's what this is all about. Understand that. So Biden, for him to come out in his farewell address and to evoke President Eisenhower warning about the military-industrial complex, which ironically enough, Joe Biden has fed the military-industrial complex to the tune of, what, $200 billion in this war in Ukraine? And where do you think all that money went? That money went to the pockets of the military-industrial complex. I found it to be amazing listening to this, and I didn't listen to this whole speech last night. I couldn't. But it was bad. It was negative. It was depressing. And he lies, too, about a lot of things. He argues that they created all these jobs, does not mention COVID and how all these jobs were lost because lefties shut down America. And that's what they did. They decided what businesses could be open and what businesses couldn't. Remember that? Remember in Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf, the essential businesses? Ironically enough, his were all essential, you know? Making a list of that. New Jersey, King Philip the Unaccountable, his idea that, you know, gyms could not be open. Like Attila's gym, no, but liquor stores, essential. Because everybody's got a booze on up, right? Fast food, essential. So all these jobs were lost during the pandemic. America reopens, the jobs come back, Biden takes credit for that. That is ridiculous. Then the other thing he takes credit for last night is consumer confidence on the rise. You know why consumer confidence is on the rise? It's because that jello brain is going to be out of there in a couple days. So yeah, consumer confidence is on the rise. I'm more confident. I'm sure you are too. We got a couple days left of this nonsense. And then we can turn the page on what has been unarguably the worst for one-term administration in history. Way worse than Jimmy Carter. Way worse than Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter did some very good things. Joe Biden did nothing good. There's nothing good that comes out of this administration. Nothing. 0.0. And America is happy that we're turning the page on this. Biden at one point had a 59% approval rating. Now, as he leaves office, that has literally flipped. And now it's 59% disapprove of Joe Biden. And then the other 40% are lying when they say that they approve of him. This administration has been a disaster, and everything from the border to Afghanistan to their handling of COVID to the way they fired people and their COVID vaccine mandate, the censorship, the way that they got big tech to do their bidding, the way they got the corporate media to do their bidding, lying about Hunter Biden's relationship, lying about the fact that Hunter was a crook. And then ultimately, Joe Biden pardons him. Good riddance to this administration. But to hear Biden talk about this tech oligarchy, I mean, first of all these tech oligarchs helped you become president. You know, there was election interference in 2020. You know that, right? The election interference was when Miranda Devine wrote her piece in the New York Post about the Hunter Biden laptop. And then Facebook, Twitter, Instagram all banned the story, wouldn't let you talk about it, because they all wanted Biden to win, and they were all in on showing this guy as being the kind old man in the basement, keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID, even though everybody that knew Biden knew he was a corrupt SOB, been in Washington for 175 years. But they packaged up Joe Biden, who, by the way, in that point in 2020, the guy was already out of it. You know, what's emerged here is that it was very obvious in 2020 they knew Biden had cognitive decline. So they came up with a strategy to keep him off the campaign trail. They used COVID as the excuse. Oh, we can keep him in the basement. We'll have other people like Dr. You only have to say that by law. Dr. Jill Biden. We'll have her go out there. We'll have surrogates. We'll keep the old codger in the basement. We'll tell everybody because it's COVID. And remember the events they did back then? They would have everybody was 6 feet apart, spaced at campaign events. So they'd have like 12 people there. They're like, well, it's because, you know, COVID. Anyway, big tech helped Joe Biden win by interfering in that election and not letting everyone know the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop. Big tech helped Joe Biden win. There was election interference. There was collusion. And there was cheating in the 2020 election because big tech and the corporate media and the government, the unholy triad, all worked together to hide the truth about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's corruption and his links to Ukraine and China and Russia and Romania, the lesser of the corrupt countries, but corrupt nonetheless. That was the true election interference in 2020. Big tech helped Joe Biden become president. And then when Joe Biden would go and yell at them, allegedly, you better take down this post. You better put up this about the vaccines. You better use your algorithms to shut down those nutty people who say that the COVID vaccine could give you blood clots and lead to healthy young men dropping dead in athletic fields in the middle of their football practice. You got to push all that aside and only put out the stuff that we want you to put out. Somebody brings up scientific data from, say, a country in Europe about the COVID vaccine, we want you to hide that scientific data, label it misinformation, put a big warning label on it, and use your algorithm to push that aside in favor of one of our things about the COVID vaccine, about how it's the most amazing thing ever. If parents were out there talking about the harms of children in masks, then the government went to big tech and said, because the teachers union wanted them to, shove all that aside in favor of putting out stories about how what we need is we need to have better ventilation in the classrooms. And then Biden spends $1 trillion to give better ventilation in the classrooms. None of that money was spent on that. First of all, it was never needed, but B, it was never used for that. And a lot of that money is just sitting there. Hasn't even been touched yet. Big Tech got Joe Biden elected. Big Tech did his bidding all these years. Remember how Big Tech censored Donald Trump? You know, Donald Trump on January the 6th of 2021 put out a video telling everybody to go home. And he said the election was stolen. But it is what it is, and you got to go home now. And they took that video down on Twitter within, I think, 6 minutes or something like that. Because they didn't want everybody to hear Donald Trump telling the January 6th rioters to go home. And then they blocked him from Twitter. They blocked him from Facebook. Hell, they only reinstated Trump years later because Elon took over X and welcomed Donald Trump back. So I don't believe a word of what little Mark Zuckerberg says with his bad perm when he sits there with Joe Rogan and acts like he's a bro now and they're going to be all about free speech. BS. Zuckerberg wants censorship. All these guys do. They want to be able to control what you say. For example, let's say you go online and you post something about how men have a penis and women don't. And so men, you can be recognized by having man, you know, junk. And so they shouldn't be in the women's locker room playing in women's sports or any of those things. See, the big tech lefties want that to be labeled as hate speech and misinformation. That just because you have a schwanz doesn't make you a man. You can still be a woman. You know, I had a nurse come to the house today. He had to adjust my PICC line in my arm for where I have to inject my antibiotics and my heroin. Anyway, while he was here, he asked me if I was pregnant. He was going through the whole list of things, and he said, "Are you pregnant?" And I said, "Yes, I am. Very excited about this. And we want our fourth child. And we thought about adopting another one, but we figured, what the hell? Let's give it a try." And even though originally the fertility doctor told me, I think I've told you this story before, I share a lot with you. You know, it's why we have such a special bond, because I think you know literally everything about my life. I don't use anything I don't talk about. So when Bridget and I were trying to get pregnant, well, she was, I was just there to help. We couldn't, you know, and we went to this guy, Dr. Check, and had to do a little thing in the cup. By the way, that is a very awkward experience. If you're a guy and you've had to do that, let me just tell you, it is an awkward experience. And what I recommend in those situations is BYOP, if you know what I mean. Bring your own pee, because what they give you is, you know, it's like 1980s stuff. Anyway, we go to lunch, come back, they test it, they go, "You got terrible sperm." So we said, "All right, let's adopt." We adopt two beautiful children, Patrick and Claire. My son is my best buddy, my best friend. I love that guy. We're going to spring training again this year, me, him, and Papa Zioli, doing a guy's weekend. And Claire, my beautiful little daughter, who just loves me. And then out of the blue, you know, Bridget gets pregnant and then Reagan comes along. And although I keep saying to this day, who's the father, everybody who looks at any video I do with her can clearly see she is my mini-me. And if you are around her enough, you understand that it's literally like they took me and just put me into her body. She's exactly like me. Which means she's going to have a lot of academic problems in school. And she's going to get, you know, she's going to have to be in the principal. She'll be in the principal's office a lot, just like I was, you know, because I would challenge teachers and whatnot. Anyway, point is, the guy says to me, he goes, "Are you pregnant?" I said, what kind of a question is that? He goes, "Well, I have to ask it by law." I said, "You have to ask it?" "Yeah, we got to ask if you're pregnant." I said, "But I'm a guy. How can I get pregnant?" "No, I don't know. New Jersey." You know, we don't know that. So you see, my point is the tech guys, well, they would love to be able to label that as hate speech and misinformation. Shut down Riley Gaines, shut down Paulus Scanlon, shut down anybody who's advocating for, say, the transgender athlete bill that just passed in the House of Representatives. And if somebody comes along like my buddy Daniel Turner talking about how oil and natural gas are so incredibly necessary They want to label that as dangerous misinformation because oil and natural gas lead to climate change. If I put out stories about dead whales and dolphins, because remember, dead whales don't vote, dead Democrats vote. Well, they want to take that down because that's misinformation. Only stories about how wind turbines off the Jersey Shore are good. This is what the left wants, total and absolute control. The battle is the battle for information. And that's never going to change. We dodged a bullet here. I mean, literally, thank God Donald Trump is alive. Thank God he's president. Thank God. But we don't know what the future holds. But I'm telling you, if don't fall for this, Mark Zuckerberg is like, you know, Mr. Free Speech bro now. No, he's as phony as that perm is. But here's Biden last night in his farewell address to America. Let's do cut number six. Go ahead.
That's why my farewell address tonight, I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. And this is a dangerous concentration, and that's a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. And the dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead. We see the consequences all across America, and we've seen it before. More than a century ago, but the American people stood up to the robber barons back then and busted the trusts. They didn't punish the wealthy. Just made the wealthy play by the rules everybody else had to. Workers want rights to earn their fair share. You know, they were dealt into the deal and it helped put us on a path to building the largest middle class, the most prosperous century any nation in the world has ever seen. And we've got to do that again.
All right, that's
the last
enough.
4 years, that's exactly what we've done.
Hang on a second. Let's jump. The robber barons that he's talking about, the modern day robber barons, are the people that are in big tech. Ironically enough, most of the campaign contributions that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris got were from big tech. And here's Joe Biden trying to be Dwight Eisenhower. This is shameful, man. Totally shameful. Cut 17.
You know, his farewell address, President Eisenhower spoke of the dangers of the military-industrial complex. He warned us then about, and I quote, the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power, end of quote. Six decades later, I'm equally concerned about the potential rise of a tech industrial complex that could pose real dangers for our country as well.
Unbelievable. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. We got a big show for you today. I'm wearing this hat. You know what this hat is? This is the Jack Carr hat. You know why I'm wearing it? Because Jack Carr, the man himself, is going to be on the show today at 4 p.m. We got a big one for you. Broadcasting live from the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Pretty cool, right? We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I don't know if you saw that on the stream or not. I gotta drink a lot of water because the friggin' antibiotic is really tough on my kidneys, they said. So I gotta drink a lot of water, and of course I spill everything. I want to invent a male bib. DeSantis, I think this could be a big moneymaker here. Because if we got to do like, we'll call it the MIB. It's like a male bib, like a bib that you can wear and protect your clothes. Like, you see now I got stains on my shirt. Every shirt I own has a freaking stain on it. Every one. I think it should be clear so nobody can tell that you have a bib on. But how great would that be?
I think you have a lot of great ideas. I have to tell you, I'm not investing any of my money into this product.
You don't like... The MIB.
Take it to Shark Tank. See if
male
Kevin
bib.
O'Leary
oh, I should do that. Isn't we got a connection there at Kevin Leary, right? Kevin O'Leary, isn't that his thing?
Yeah.
I'll get on there with my male bib. They're gonna be like, it's basically a Saran wrap is what you're that's all. Like, get it the hell out of here. Hey, it's a brilliant idea. No, so I got to drink all this friggin' water. First of all, I hate water. I really do. I hate it. You know, fish have relations in it, number one. There's all kinds of things in it. So I get purified water.
What?
Well, I mean,
they're not having relations in your drinking water.
Well, I mean, no, but, you know, I mean,
if they were, then yeah, I agree. Probably don't drink that water.
Fish have relations in the water, you know, and so I have to use. I gotta flavor the water. I did one of these. What are they called here? The sales is gonna yell at me for giving them credit. Zip Fizz. You ever drop these things into your drink?
Any good?
It's got all kinds of. What's that?
Any good?
It's good. Yeah, it's got all kinds of vitamins in it. My buddy Vince Scanlon turned me on to this. It's got a whole bunch of vitamins, and it's got like caffeine in it and everything like that. So put that in, and then I can tolerate it. Also, what works well with water to get the water taste out is vodka. I found that to be helpful. But, of course, I'm doing dry January, so I can't do that right now. So that's a bummer. So, yeah. But you know what? The nurse came to the house today. Maybe I should show everybody this. Here, just take off my shirt here. And actually, I don't want to do that. Nobody needs to see my chest.
God.
Oh. Yeah, I almost did that. But he had to extend the PICC line so that I could do it myself, give myself the injections of the antibiotic. But he said to me, he goes, this stuff's really rough on your kidneys. You got to watch. You got to drink a lot of water. I hate water. I do. And the other thing is that makes me have to go to the bathroom a lot, and I really can't get up. So what I wind up doing, you know, who's calling here? It's one of my son's friends. They call all the time now. So what I wind up doing, of course, is, you know, you got to have a little portable, you know, facility.
Why? You don't need that.
No, you need it because you can't really get up. So, you know, yeah. Sharing a lot here. This is a lot of very personal information.
I know
see why
like...
I can't go to the inauguration now.
I know you like sharing things with the audience, but perhaps you should keep some of this to yourself.
It's a little too TMI, too much information. Now, I was just talking to Jimmy's booker, Rebecca Reingold, and she said to me, I just have a quick question for you about Saturday night. She said, are you able to walk? I said, well, that's a complicated question. But I do have crutches, so I'm going to try that out. But you know what? I got to come up with a who would be a fun president to have a beer with, you think?
That's a good question.
Former. I was thinking somebody from the 1800s with like mutton chops or something like that. You know, just going to be cool, like hanging out with a guy with mutton chops.
I think
I got to come up with that.
The worst might be Calvin Coolidge. I love Calvin Coolidge. He's one of my favorite presidents. But wasn't he notorious for not speaking? Like, he'd just sit there the entire time and stare at you while you sipped your beer. You don't want that.
Yeah, no, he was probably the most conservative president we ever had. He was outstanding. I mean, I got a beer with Woodrow Wilson and punch him in the face. That's what I would do. Yeah, I'd get arrested.
John Quincy Adams would be interesting. And he's got the big mutton chops like you're asking for.
Yes. Yes, he would be interesting. What makes him interesting, though, besides the mutton chops?
Well, wasn't he, as like a child, I believe he was like constantly at dinners with his father and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. It would be cool to hear what those guys were discussing at the dinner table.
You know, it might be. Maybe I'll pick Jefferson because he loves wine. The guy died in debt from all his wine that he bought, and he just was a big wine drinker. So I would say I'll have a he was not a beer guy, and he thought whiskey was the devil. He really did. He thought whiskey was awful. And there's a famous quote from Jefferson saying something like, "Wherever there's whiskey, there's drunkenness. Wherever there's wine, there isn't." Or something along them. Definitely paraphrasing here, but I could say I don't have a beer with. I want a glass of wine, a nice French Bordeaux with Thomas Jefferson. That could be a little different, right?
That's pretty good. Plus, wasn't Jefferson, this could be apocryphal, but I do remember hearing that he was the first person to bring macaroni and cheese to the United States.
Get out of here, for real?
I don't know. I saw it somewhere. Again, could be apocryphal. It might not be true, but I have seen that.
Like, usually, like, Kraft macaroni and cheese? Like,
no, not not in a box with, like, the cheese powder.
Did he bring the Velveeta shells and cheese, my favorite? It really absorbed the cheddar, you know what I mean? Is that what he did?
They are good. No, I don't believe it was Velveeta or any of the neon orange cheese mac and cheese varieties. But I believe he was responsible for, like, popularizing it. Like, people hear, oh, Thomas Jefferson is eating this new dish. It's called macaroni and cheese. Well, if Thomas Jefferson's eating it, maybe I'll give it a shot.
Well, I mean, that's pasta and wine. The two of us, we'd be great friends.
Sounds
pasta, wine, and I get to talk to him about, have you ever written anything cool? Like, I don't know, the Declaration of Independence? You know, that could be fun.
Yeah, but he might also make you feel bad about yourself. Because didn't he write the Declaration of Independence at like 33 or something?
Yeah. The famous quote from John F. Kennedy when he had all those really brilliant professors, academics in the Oval Office with him. And there were like, I don't know how many, there were like 12 or something. He said, this is the smartest group of people ever assembled in the White House, except for when Thomas Jefferson was in this room alone. Because everybody said he was so brilliant. But, you know, they're going to be, well, he owns slaves. They'll bring up that. Not like, shut up. Hey, Justin, what are people saying in the YouTube chat about what president? Can we turn the Justin cam on? No. Not, can we now today?
Yeah, we can.
Oh,
we can
good.
Now.
Let's go, Justin Cam. Talk to me about what people are suggesting in the YouTube chat for what kind of former president I'd have a drink with.
There are some that aren't like political people. Like I see a couple Ben Franklins. I see Road Warrior said JFK. I've seen a bunch of Ulysses S. Grants, and I agree with that. That's probably the one I'd most like. Suze Loves Jeffy says Hamilton.
Hamilton, the guy from the play?
And that's exactly her read. And sing his songs with him. Another non-president one, Civil War General Tecumseh Sherman. We got a couple Andrew Jacksons.
What about like some of the losers in the 1800s and nobody like Polk and Tyler and you know what I mean? Like those nobody even knows those guys.
Yeah, surprisingly, nobody's suggesting. Oh, there's a Teddy Roosevelt. That's a good one.
Slick Willie would be fun. That's true. That would be fun.
Yeah, we got Trump, but the 45th version is one. Not the.
Well, that's true. I mean, he's a former president. Technically, I could sit down with Trump as a former president, right?
Yeah. I guess that would count.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's some of the.
It might be a loophole around that. It could be like, well, I'm not sitting down with 47. I'm sitting down with 45, yo. I can do that.
Would you want
who
Lyndon
do you think
Johnson?
Is, which Johnson? Andrew or, Lin- or
no, Lyndon? No, Lyndon Johnson. Did you ever hear that audio of him talking about his pants, like buying pants?
And his and how his sack would ride up on him. Actually, if you can find that audio, it is hysterical.
Yeah, I'll grab it. It's amazing.
And he talks about how his weight fluctuated 10 pounds every month. So he needed his pants, but he talks about his sack. And man, that I would have a beer with him and I'd be like, "Listen, just me and you. We're here talking as buds. You killed Kennedy, didn't you? Come on. You killed JFK, right?" Well, I'll buy the round if you tell me the truth. You killed Kennedy. That could be kind of an interesting take. Who do you think is the president, the least known president? Like, if you were to go up to somebody, is it Tyler or Polk or is somebody else, you think? There were some on the list, total losers. Like, you don't even know their names.
Millard Fillmore?
Yeah, like that's Fillmore. Like, if Millard Fillmore walked in my studio right now, I'd be like, who the hell are you? Like, I'm Millard Fillmore. What? And?
Martin Van Buren's another one nobody ever talks about. Franklin Pierce, forgotten to history.
Franklin Pierce, exactly. You'd be like, I'm Franklin Pierce, and I was president. You were? What? It's like, as much as I love the presidency and history, I cannot name all 47 presidents. I can't. I have to look it up. Because there's that whole period of time where we just forget about all those presidents. You know what I mean? They were like all in a row. Or just a bunch of like lesser presidents. And we just don't even remember them. And then that. So I can name every president from Lincoln on. But there's that whole weird period of time where you're like, who were these guys? So I think I can name every president from George Adams and then Jefferson and then who was it after that? Was it John Quincy Adams after him? Or no, Hamilton, right?
It was Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, then John Quincy Adams, then Andrew Jackson, I think.
Yeah. You get all the lesser present. Chester Arthur. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know what I mean? James Buchanan. Buchanan was a bachelor. That's true. Jill points that out on the YouTube chat. Thank you. Yeah, so that's cool. I mean, I could be his wingman, help him pick up chicks. You know what I mean?
I think Buchanan lived with a man, though.
Oh, is he gay? He was gay, right?
I think there's like, well, it's not confirmed that he was into the guys, but there are rumors. I've never read a biography on Buchanan, but
oh, so we have had two gay presidents. Imagine that.
By the way, I have LBJ on the phone ordering his slacks. This is about a minute. I haven't listened to it. There could be cursing.
We'll take a shot. Let's
yeah,
go for
keep
it.
Your finger over the dump button.
Remember, I got Justin. A great excuse today because I'm still heavily medicated. Anything that happens, don't. It's not. You know what I mean? It's not on me. It's on DeSantis. He'll get fired for it. I won't. It's all good. But
if I scream dump, Justin, just hammer that button for me. All right.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
All right. Let's hear it. This is great.
Just for summer wear. Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang. It's always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. They're just like riding a wire fence. These are almost these are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. Right. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So believe me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends. Round under my back of my bunghole. So now be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those coming, I would sure be grateful.
President Lyndon Johnson talking to his tailor about his pants and saying the word bunghole and saying my nutsack. It's amazing. Amazing. Tell me that guy did not kill Kennedy. He 100% did. Guy's a baller. He's like, I want good quality zippers right by my bunghole, and you know, I want my boys to be free, and I don't, you know what I mean? Holy cow. That is epic audio. That might be the greatest piece of audio in presidential history. Honestly, truly. Wow. Who unearthed that, by the way, DeSantis? Do you remember?
I have no idea, but an American hero, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I agree. I mean, that's fantastic. Chris Eppolito says, who had bunghole in their Zioli bingo card? Yeah, if you're playing the Zioli show home game, you probably did not have that today. None of this was planned. As usual, the show just went off the rails, because this happens sometimes. I think it's because I know why it happens. It happens when A, I'm in a really good mood. B, heavily medicated. And C, when the news cycle gets so serious again, you just got to kind of like chill out for 5 minutes. Because I'm telling you, I'm excited about the inauguration on Monday. Super excited about it. But there is a lot going on. I mean, it is a busy day. We did have some confirmation hearings today on Capitol Hill. Doug Burgum. I mean, did Doug Burgum crush it, DeSantis, or what?
I thought he was pretty good. I got to be honest. Obviously, I wouldn't. Even if he was bad, I'd say Burgum was good because that's our guy. But yeah. Objectively speaking, I thought he was pretty good. I thought Zeldin did well. Michael Bennett was a revelation. He was great in front of the Senate Finance Committee. He chopped up Bernie Sanders, which was fun.
That was fun. Yeah, we got the audio of that.
Yeah.
We'll play that. And by the way, Chris Eppolito is saying I'm in a much better mood today. Hey, Chris, you could suck it. I was in a good mood yesterday, and I'm in a good mood now today, all right? What are you, the freaking mood police? Huh? What are you, a psychiatrist? I don't need you evaluating my moods, okay? Now you got me in a bad mood, all right? Good job. Well done, all right? Nice. Nice. Don't tell me I'm in a good mood. Don't you dare say that to me. Now you just ruined the whole show. You know what? In fact, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. Matt, cue up a best of.
I don't think I can get that together quite that quick.
All right, fine. Fair enough. All right, we got some great audio for you in the confirmation hearings. We have some Republicans who are getting skittish on Tulsi Gabbard, which is absolutely ridiculous. Donald Trump doubling down on his support for the TikTok ban, which is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. I'm sorry, in support of TikTok and not the ban, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VeneriaDental.com. Jack Carr, the man himself, will be on the show today at 4 p.m. I'm very, very excited to talk to him. He's got a lot to say about Pete Hegseth and other things. Plus, Justin Goodman from the White Coat Waste Project, how we can cut $20 billion in spending all by shutting down Fauci's madness. Straight ahead.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The YouTube chat is great, by the way. Love it. Welcome back. Glad you're here. And by the way, since the army grows every day, new listeners joining the show, I'm just having fun, and they're just having fun at my expense, so don't worry about it. You know, you kid because you care. You tease the ones you love. That's how it goes, right? And somebody, who is it, suggested that I do the Piazza Studios in my Italian voice. I could probably pull it off. I'm coming to you live from the Piazza Auto Group, eh? We got the nicer cars. You wanted the Fiat? We got the Fiat, eh? Eh? We can work something out like that, I guess. There you go. I'll do something like that. I don't know. All right. Jack Carr is going to be here at 4 o'clock, as I mentioned. Joe Biden is so full of crap, though. Everything this guy says, you know, he talks about all these rich people, all these oligarchs, the oligarchs. He gave George Soros the Medal of Freedom last week. And then he talked about dark money in his speech and all these people that write. George Soros has given billions of dollars to Democrats, including Joe Biden, by the way. Like $1 billion, whatever it is, whatever the number is. Also, too, Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, huge donor to Joe Biden. Tom Steyer, Michael Schultz, the guy behind Starbucks. Michael Bloomberg, another billionaire. Michael Moritz, venture capitalist. Dustin Moskovitz was Mark Zuckerberg's roommate. He's another billionaire who's given money to Biden and the Democrats. Mark Cuban, guy who came out there and said that Trump doesn't like women. Remember that, strong women? Yeah, that Mark Cuban. Well, that guy, also huge billionaire, gives money. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. So, like, stop. Give me a break with this friggin' talk about the oligarchs and, like, enough. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And then to evoke Dwight Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, and then to say that there is this big tech industrial complex, Biden is the guy who benefited from that big tech industrial complex because these people censored you to do and did his bidding, put out the stories that he wanted you to see and covered up the ones that he didn't want you to see. And you know who's very angry? Is Dr. You always have to say that by law. Dr. Jill Biden, very upset with Nancy Pelosi. She gave an extensive interview with the Washington Post. And she said they were friends for like 50 years. So she was really shocked at what happened. Well, you know who else said the quiet part out loud? Chris Coons from Delaware. Talking to Caitlin Collins, spilled the beans that, yeah, it was a coup led by the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, to get Joe Biden out. I still think it was the godfather, Barack Obama, the Chicago thug, who was actually the one really truly behind it. But the vampiric one was the one who actually did the work. Cut number 9.
But on Jill Biden and looking at this, she had a quote today to the Washington Post about Nancy Pelosi's role and Biden getting out of the race. And she said, quote, "We were friends for 50 years." Imagining she was using her teacher's voice. She said, quote, "It was disappointing." You know that Jill Biden is very careful with how she uses her words. What did you make of that moment?
Well, it's the first I'm hearing of it, but what I make of it is that she may well have wished that Speaker Pelosi had engaged directly with them rather than orchestrating a campaign to try and get President Biden to step down from the race. Ultimately, it was the right thing for him to do for his candidacy, for the country, for the party. But I do think there were some hard feelings about how that happened.
See, it absolutely was an orchestrated effort to take Joe Biden out, take him down. And Biden is going to go and tell everybody that he could have beat Trump. He could have been the guy that beat him. And he's the only one who ever beat him. Now, I don't really believe that that's true. I really, my doubts about the 2020 election, based on the numbers in this election, whatever, we don't have to reinvent the history. I'm just telling you, from my perspective, there's a lot I doubt now regarding 2020. And either way, whether it was direct cheating or it was the big tech collusion election interference and the election interference by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, either way, but Joe Biden's going to go out there and tell everybody he's the only guy that ever beat Donald Trump. Doug Burgum touts energy dominance, which is exactly what I wanted to hear. Doug Burgum talking about the fact that we are going to have energy dominance. The United States of America, we will be the world's provider of natural gas and oil. Bravo. Beautiful stuff. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Jack Carr, number one New York Times bestselling author, Navy SEAL, is my guest. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.